Welcome to Shades of Spirit with me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole, making sacred connections, bringing a shade of spirit to you.
In this live call-in variety show, we are going to take the fear out of spirit communications. We talk about all things spirit related. As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, we will provide useful tips for developing your own psychic and healing abilities to integrate these techniques into your everyday life and have fun in the process.
Because if it ain't fun, we're done. Shades of Spirit starts now.
Hello, everybody. I am psychic medium Jamie.
Good morning, spirit walker Nicole.
We are Shades of Spirit. Wow. I think I have a walnut skin in my tooth, guys. That's I apologize for that right now. Apologize. Why I continue to eat oatmeal before the show, I don't know. But welcome. We are excited for today's show for many, many reasons. The first one is that we want to address some of our listeners, some of our clients, some of our students' burning questions. So first of all, we want to thank all of you that participated in this yesterday when I sent out the mass text. Because we have all sorts of questions that we get asked, right? And they are burning questions, especially if you're in the middle of a reading or if you're just, you know, you're interested in mediumship parts of it. Like, what happens, you know, when our loved ones don't come through? Or what do you think about when you open up? Are you connecting, you know, with something evil? Will you get possessed? All these questions are good questions. There are no bad questions. I hate it when people come up to me and they're like, oh, hey, so I got a question for you. And well, it's kind of a stupid question. Don't you hate that?
Well, yeah, because it's just, there isn't any stupid question. Like, what if you don't ask it, then you know exactly what you know now, which is not the answer. So ask these questions.
I love that. You won't have any answers at all. And the best part of this is that you will get answers from multiple people and they'll be different. Why? Because it's our perspective, right? So we took nothing off the table. We get questions that are kind of asked the most. So that's what we're really going to be focusing on today, which is fantastic. Whether you've been interested in spirit for one day or 70 years, you know, this is the show to kind of tune into because we want to bring some clarity to the table today. Also, you know, we're going to have a giveaway. I love giveaways. Mm-hmm. So if you guys watched, and if you haven't, you can go back and watch it on transformationtalkradio.com or their Facebook page or our Facebook page, Shades of Spirit LLC, my Eye of Soul show that was on last Thursday at 5 p.m. And I had Nicole Moreno on, and we talked about how food can raise our energetic vibrations. And she offered to do a giveaway for us today. So we're going to be giving away at 8:45 a.m., everybody. You have to call 1-800-930-2819 and be the fourth caller in order to receive these beautiful, she's making jars of Himalayan salt, pink salt, that we can add to cooking, we can add to bath water, foot soaks. Pink salt is a very versatile ingredient, either in cooking or just healing our energy within. So she's doing that for us as well. We'll have pictures come up throughout the show to show you how beautiful they are. They also come with a crystal as well to help infuse that energy in the salts and to help bring those ions together when we use them. So I'm excited for that as well. So I want to start out with, we won't use your last names, but we're going to use your first names, with Victoria's questions today. Okay. You want to hit number one because she had about four questions that she asked, which were fantastic.
Yeah. So her first question is, what kinds of things can I ask my spirit team to do? And I said, you know, the first thing is just invite them in, into whatever situation that you need, that you're working on, because they need that. They need that permission to kind of come in, and then they can help with protection. They can help is with any situation, as long as it's for your highest and best, you know, and that's important. So like, let's say you're a junior varsity pitcher and you're hoping maybe your spirit team can to come in and take that varsity pitcher out so you can get a chance. That's not how it works. You always want to make sure that your intentions are good and that you set the best intentions for yourself and for other people. And you just ask them. And that's the kinds of things that they can come in and help you with, is basically anything.
So that's the biggest part. And it's the part that we cannot sometimes totally grasp or understand. Mm-mm. Right? Just call them in. That's all we have to do. Are you sure?
Well, people think that it's, you know, and they do the same thing with angels, is that they're too busy or that you shouldn't ask them for things, for such trivial things, whatever that trivial may be to you. And that's not how it works. That's what they're there for. They're
parking just spaces.
Yeah, whatever it is, parking spaces, even the smallest little thing, bring them in. And that way, when you get into the practice of bringing them in for things like parking spaces or help with finding something, then you're going to remember to use them for the big things, because sometimes when those big dramatic situations happen, you forget because you're not used to it. Instead of that, that should be your very first thought, like, oh, I need them in here for this.
Absolutely. I get this one a lot because I do work with the lower level energies. How do I stay safe? It's like a tongue twister when working with spirit. Because sometimes we can be very open to spirit. It can be out of great intentions, love and light energy. And yet we will get a spirit that's lower than a vibration that we're in, who may be past in that level and may not be out for our highest and best back, right? A lot of times I find in my experience that it's them acting out. It's them trying to get attention. If I treat them in the respect of a four-year-old about to throw a tantrum, their energy decides to raise up. They start to meet me on my own equal level. And I want to hear them out. I want to work with them. I want to hear their story. It could even be someone that, you know, comes in that wasn't a good person in a reading. And they want to come in and either make amends, or sometimes they just kind of want to still get a rise out of the person that I'm reading. I always call in my angels. I always call in my spirit team before I do any of this work. And I say, let's do this together. And I have that boundary, that protection bubble, if you will, around me, so that A, they cannot come in and work with my energy, nor do I want to work with theirs in that way. But I want to hear them. I want to feel them still. I want to know what that energy vibration is like. So creating boundaries with spirit, creating boundaries with yourself. Where do you want to take this? How far do you want to go with this? Also letting spirit know that you only want what's for the highest and best to come through. That's one of the key things we can do, is allowing ourselves to just be in that love and light space. When our vibration's up here, these ones that are down here can't get to us as easily. They're still just like, you know, hello. And you're like, I'm vibrating up here because I'm working in a place of peace and joy. And if you're going to be someone that does work with those lower level energies, you know, I have been scratched. I've had bruises. I've gone through that. I've been poked and touched. You know, all sorts of stuff going on. But I will turn it around and be like, how can I help you? Or you need to go. And so a lot of things that people forget that they can do is call in their angels, call in Archangel Michael, and tell the spirits within that space that you're in that they need to go.
And it's about empowerment.
Yeah.
It's about mindset. And, you know, you and I have both been in a room where a medium got so freaked out that she got up and ran out of the room. And we're just looking at each other like, are you kidding me right now?
Yeah. When we do
that, control of that.
Yeah, you bring your energy level down to where you're on an equal playing field with that level. And that's not always the best case, right? Because those energies will feed off of fear. So call on your spirit team, create your boundaries, create your shields, whatever you want to call it. Be in a space of love and light when working with the spirit realm, including using any type of divine modalities, Ouija boards, pendulums, tarot cards, oracle cards, and allowing yourself to be in charge. So that's a big part for me, is staying safe with spirit, is being in charge, being empowered, and working with my spirit team. Mm-hmm. What else you got?
Her next question is, is there anything I can do for my spirit team to say thank you? And I like this question, because there's only a few people that have asked this particular question, but I really like it. And my answer to that is, you honor them when you notice them. They're always sending you signs and little nudges and little, hey, how about we go down this way? Whatever it is. And it's when you notice them, it doesn't mean you have to do it or whatever, but it's just like, you notice it. And then the more signs that you pick up on, the more you're going to get, because they know you're seeing it and that you're making that connection. For me, it's the biggest thing you can do is just help others. So when you're helping others, it's like, here your spirit team is helping you. And then it's like, you're paying it forward by helping others. And then maybe that person will help another. And so it's like this kindness, compassion chain. And that's nice. And that's a huge honor for them, because it's like all that's good in the world that they're passing on to you, and then you're passing it on as well.
Love it. Because you know what? I have worked with mediums before, and they're like, you don't need to thank your spirit team. Are you kidding me? Really? First of all, it's a sign of respect. You know, so for you to think outside of the box, I'm like, well, how can I thank them? How can I appreciate them? That's fantastic. And second, you know how much they do for me? If I go around being ungrateful for what the gifts I have been given, we all have these gifts, to the degree that I can use them. If I'm not living in a space of gratitude, what does that say about setting up the rest of my day even, you know, and just interacting with others? So fabulous question. And her last question before we head to break is, how do I balance specific manifestations while keeping flexible enough to allow spirit's guidance, right? So it's the gut check, you know, when we want to create a manifestation and we want spirit's guidance, and yet we're human, so we're having this experience as well and putting trust within them, ask yourself, on my path, where can I be flexible, right? And then can you show me the path to take or something better? Looking for the signs. I use this all the time. If I want to do a different, you know, topic that might be a little edgy, or I might want to put a workshop together and I'm not quite sure what the, you know, what the consensus will be. I will gut check it because I've asked my spirit team to come in on that manifestation process and then ask them to show me signs along the way. And I set those signs up with them. So what I'm excited for next is that we're going to be working with Dawn and Jody's questions when we come back from our break. We have a release and intentions workshop tonight, you guys, 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's only $10. I've been doing these for about 5 years now. We're going to be working through gratitude tonight, raising our vibration, really manifesting and setting those intentions in motion for this upcoming year as well. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with some more questions. And we have our giveaway at 8:45.
Learn how to RISE in business by being confident on video. Confidence coach Susan Axelrod and online business producer Pam Sullivan have teamed up bringing you a new podcast, Webcam Confidence for Women. Tune in live every first and third Friday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and stay for an open virtual presenter studio session. Offering attendees confidence on webcam, a must-have skill for every woman in business. For more information, visit volutionvirtual.com/studio.
Transition, simultaneously the most difficult and vital part of the human experience. Without change, how would we grow? Tune in to Grounding Into Your Radiance with Stacey Barber every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Step into your truth and allow the light into your life. For more information about Stacey and her services, visit StaceyBarber.com. That's Stacey, S-T-A-C-I-E, Barber.com.
Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if spirit or an angel is around you or your home?
Ever since I was a child. And today we're going to go over a few signs and indications that they are near us.
What about hearing your name called but you can't quite find the source? Has that happened to you?
All the time. I see moving shadows or bursts of color out of the corner of my eyes.
I'll have objects that go missing and then turn up in the most random places.
Especially when you're trying to get out the front door. I'll have electrical devices that turn on and off for no reason.
I'll see repetitive number sequences such as 444, 1111, or 1234.
Join us each week, Monday mornings at 8 a.m. for our Shades of Spirit podcast on Transformation Talk Radio. You can also follow us and make appointments on shadesofspirit.com or give us a call at 858-684-7575 to book your appointment.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
When was the last time you had that feeling that you knew something, but you couldn't explain how you knew it? How powerful would it be for your life and business if you could consciously tap into that magic within you? What if you could remember that there's something supernatural about you? Tune in to Absolute Alignment with Christel Biga, When Success Feels Easy, every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Hello, everybody.
That's weird. That music is like, I don't know. It's like a memorial service. Like,
I liked that. Like, I feel like I was just kind of.
It's just like an intro when they start playing pictures of the person. I don't know. Sorry.
What is going on with you today? Saying,
that's what it sounds like.
Shades of spirit. I'm Jamie.
Apparently, I'm off the show.
And I am solo. Thank you. Welcome back, you guys. So today we are talking about and discussing your burning questions, anything spirit related. If we can answer it, we're going to answer it right now. If we need to do more research or talk to others, we also are humble enough to be able to say, I don't have all those answers, but let me get back to you. Let me find somebody that can help me. We are not experts in everything. No one is. That's why there are so many different psychics, mediums, people that focus on different parts. Sometimes we're only interested in one or two areas of this, and others, you know, not so much. So definitely, you know, if you have questions, you can throw them up in the chat box as well, and we'll get to them towards the end of the show.
I think that's a nice thing too about the community that we have, is we're all about building each other up and not tearing each other down. And some mediums are like, oh no, I don't know. It's just kind of a weird thing. So I know that if we don't like specialize in a certain area and our client really needs that, we have zero problem saying, oh, you should go to so-and-so and I think they can help you with this. And it's just all, cause it all comes back.
It does all come back. That's the biggest part, you know, and we learned something as well, which is fantastic. We love learning stuff. So again, somebody just asked, how do they register for the Release and Intentions workshop that we host tonight? You can go to Shades of Spirit LLC on Facebook. You can message us and let us know you're going. It's $10 and it's through Venmo or PayPal as well to reserve your spot. So with the continuation of our burning questions, we kind of combined Dawn and Jody. They had questions for us. A couple of them were a little bit similar. And so we put you guys into segment two. So the first thing is, you hit number one. I like this question.
Okay. So the question is, how do you know if it is your brain coming up with things versus spirit?
That probably is our number one question when working with our mediumship students.
Yep.
Absolutely. So, you know, what do you tell them?
Well, the first thing I do is you're dealing with ego. When you start worrying about yourself kind of coming into the readings, or I think I might be imagining this or whatever, then that's when you're dealing with ego. And so the more you practice and the more you learn, one of your focuses should be learning how to push your ego out of the way and just let spirit come in, because they can't come in at the same time. If your ego is such... You know, I don't mean ego in a bad way. I mean, I'm just like talking about your brain, if you will, your human self. If you're worried that you're making this stuff up, that means it's time to learn how to push it. Just push it to the side and then let spirit come in. And you should be able to tell the difference the more you do this.
Absolutely. And you know, it is hard. When I first really got going on the mediumship side of it, so I knew I could talk to energies when I was little. I knew growing up that I was interacting with them. I knew that I was seeing pictures. I wasn't understanding how that process worked. It became frustrating. And we all go through that. So what I ended up doing with Jody, which was so helpful, is I reached out to her and I said, I know that you're kind of into this woo-hoo-y stuff. And I'm really starting to embrace my gifts fully. I want to do this. I want to be able to embrace it. I know that one of my parts on my life path is to be a psychic medium and to be able to help convey these messages. But I need practice, 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 because I don't want to continue to think, is this coming from me? Is it because she's wearing a yellow blouse that she looks happy, right? She could be wearing a yellow blouse and be very upset because she just lost someone, but yellow's her favorite color. So I wanted to strictly work on that soul level. And Jody opened up her home and she had friends that were into this as well. And so I recommend, if you are working on improving your skills as a reader, to find someone like this. And one weekend she set me up with, you know, one person each, you know. Okay, so I did those readings. I was feeling okay, you know.
Like one person an hour?
One. Well, no, first it was, I read a couple people, like on Saturday and Sunday, right? So I just wanted to be able to sit down with that person and read them. And once I got through that, my confidence was already being built up because I was being validated. That's the other part. When you're being validated, how on earth would I know that your grandmother loved to cook rhubarb pie in her blue smock, wearing these particular shoes with her hair up with a certain pin that she puts in it that now you have? And yet they're like, oh my gosh, my grandmother loved making rhubarb pies. I have that hairpin and that smock my mom kept and folded up when she passed. It gives me the chills now, even thinking about some of these readings that I do. I'm not getting that off of sitting across from someone who's wearing a yellow shirt. I'm connecting with spirit. So the more I got validated, the more I wanted to increase my abilities and move forward. So I said to her, all right, next time I want three people in a row. And she says, have you lost your mind? And I said, I have not. Maybe I have, but I want to be able to transition. I want to learn how to move from one person's reading to the next person's reading. Multiple clients in a day. I want to build up my strengths as a psychic, as a medium, being able to switch from one family to the next. And she did that. And that continued to increase the validation. So for me, on this particular subject, it is about validation. If we didn't get validated, we would not be sitting here talking to you guys. We would not be doing mediumship readings with you guys because the validation part is the only way that we know that we are doing this correctly.
And also, like, there's nothing wrong with asking your clients for that. When you're first starting out or when you're doing practice readings, you know, just say, hey, if something resonates, let me know. And that way it can just help you. And I don't know, some people might think, well, then you're just fishing. No, you're asking for validation to just to make sure you're on the right track. That's what we're doing. We're learning about how to do this. We're getting better. And you don't get better without some coaches and mentors and, you know, feedback along the way.
Absolutely. Feedback's a big one as well. The second question was, how do you receive information? Whew. That's a whole show by itself. In a nutshell, as a psychic, I use my psychic senses, right? We all are psychics. You'll continue to hear us preach that and say that. The psychic senses are called the clairs. You can Google them. I recommend this to our mediumship students. Yes, we're giving away some of our secrets here. You can do this on your own. You don't need a teacher to sit in front of you and teach you the clairs. Why? Because you can read through what they are. Clairaudience, right? What's that one?
Clear hearing.
Right. Clairvoyance, the clear seeing, clear cognizance, the inner knowing. And then it goes down to the feel, taste, smell. These are all six senses. These are what's on the outside that we are able to, you know, interpret within our own spirit dictionary and move forward with. But Google the clairs, print it out, and then write down next to it, even from childhood age, when you actually had these senses that validated for you. So maybe it was that my grandfather passed. I didn't know he had passed. All of a sudden I could smell his pipe, right? We get that a lot as a child, and then all of a sudden my mom told me that he had passed away. Well, okay, you've got a couple different psychic senses, a couple different clairs coming through. Into your adulthood, things that we dismiss as coincidences, I want you to write those down because they're not. There are no coincidences. And that is actually how you start building your own strength as a psychic. You start getting the validation and you start becoming empowered in using that gift. The mediumship part of it is a little bit different. I like the way that you phrase it, you know, everyone is psychic, but not all psychics are mediums. And so there are some of us that can completely take our energy vibration and shift it into the spirit world, into the different realms, dimensions, however you see it, however you feel it, and allow those energies to come through to us. The number one way that I receive information is getting fear out of the way and releasing my ego. Again, there's that word. And once I do that, I can then allow spirit to come through, knowing that with Victoria's question, I'm safely protected. I've got my boundaries and my shields. I'm doing it in love and light for the highest and best of my client. And in doing so, they can come in and work with us that way. Okay.
Well, you know, another question that I don't even think is on the list that we get a lot is like, how do I want to be a medium and I want to be really good at it. And, I'd like to do that in 2 weeks, please. Do you guys offer a program that can make me a very good medium in 2 weeks? Like people want it right now.
Yeah.
They don't want to just, you know, and I call it, you know, a spirit muscle and you work it out, you flex it, you feed it good, like knowledge and you take classes and you learn. It's not something that happens overnight. I mean, you do have the medium prodigies, just like you have in anything else, that they were just born with it and they're amazing. And that's awesome. But for most of us, you got to work at it. You got to practice. You got to learn. You got to really focus on, if this is what you want to do, how do I make this happen? And no one's going to give it to you. You got to work for it.
Absolutely. Why don't we ask their last question? How can I feel spirit? So give us some things that you feel when spirit's coming through.
You definitely start to feel that energy. You can feel the energy coming in. You can feel, you know, like if you watch the movie Sixth Sense, you see you might notice those temperature changes. So like in the movie, every time he was in there, you started feeling that, or you could see that it got colder in the room. You get, for me, it's like chills, get dizzy. I know sometimes you get sick to your stomach.
Lately I have been, yeah, we've been having some crazy energy going on, some new gifts opening up, and it has caused headaches for me, pressure changes in the room because spirit's coming in a different dimension, a different form, nauseous, extremely nauseous sometimes. Once I acknowledge spirit, and I can get validated, because we actually had worked with a couple of our students on that as well, feeling into the energy of our space, and they had the exact same signs and kind of symptoms, if you will. When we acknowledge it, then it goes away. And so you'll see a lot of us being like, you know, going through how a person passed. And when you're doing the mediumship part of it, you know, allowing yourself to kind of feel within your physical body. But especially with LaShawn, if she can't get it acknowledged, then she's over here still working on that energy because she's still holding that space. They want to be acknowledged. So they come through in a way that each of us can interpret the message. So it can be, you know, interesting, but I can also then say, all right, I'm going outside. I'm going to ground. I'm going to center. I'm cutting my energy off from that spirit. I will call in the angels. I will call in my spirit team. I will ask Archangel Michael to cut the cords that are attached to me within that energy. And so, you know, that is a definitely a different way to go about it. But go to the clairs too, you guys. Go to the psychic senses, because that is how we can feel spirit as well. When we come back, so thank you, Lisa and Jody. We love you guys. Those were great questions. We're going to get to Lisa's questions. You can book a reading with us on shadesofspirit.com. It's a beautiful website the Transformation Talk Radio helped put together. And we will see you after these messages.
When was the last time you had that feeling that you knew something, but you couldn't explain how you knew it? How powerful would it be for your life and business if you could consciously tap into that magic within you? What if you could remember that there's something supernatural about you? Tune in to Absolute Alignment with Christelle Biga, When Success Feels Easy, every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. It's no secret that anxiety and overwhelm are on the rise. While the tendency is to suppress these feelings, anxiety is really a messenger that's telling you something is off, very off. You might be shooting yourself and living a life based on someone else's expectations. Maybe you have trouble saying no. Or maybe you're following the fearful voice in your head that demands you do more, be more in order to feel worthy. So see where you can make a few adjustments in what you're doing to get rid of the overwhelm and create more peace inside instead. To get more tips like this, tune into my Transformation Talk Radio show called Coffee with the Universe. It's a live call-in show. I'd love to chat with you.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Hi, my name is Diane McClay. I'm comfortable being in front of people. How to make things work in a structured format made me feel a little nervous. Everybody I have worked with on the Transformation Talk team met me with enthusiasm. Their confidence in me spilled over to me and allowed me to just grab onto it and say, oh yeah, that's me and I can own it. Thank you for showing up for me. Thank you for allowing me to put my gifts into the world. And thank you for making me look good while I do it.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm psychic medium Jamie.
Spirit walker Nicole.
Was that more upbeat and good for you? Are you better?
I'm ready.
Are you pumped up now? It is Monday morning, 8:34 a.m. here in California. Another beautiful sunny day in San Diego. So before we get to Lisa's questions, I want to remind you guys, come on, we have a giveaway today. It is like pulling teeth sometimes to give our stuff away.
It's the Mondays.
It's the Mondays blues, I'm telling you. But go back and watch the show, I Have Soul Radio, last Thursday. Nicole Moreno has opened up her own business. She's a celebrity chef. She's a mom. She's a Reiki practitioner. She's a fantastic executive chef. She's got so much in the works coming up, but she is creating her own line of pink Himalayan salt. We can use that for cooking. You can use that for bathing if you just want to do a foot soak as well. It's perfect for finishing any dish, right? It's a perfect finishing salt. It adds a little extra good energy to your dish as well. You know why? Because she reikis the salts and she also sages the salt. So she's clearing the energy within them because everything holds energy, right? And then she adds a crystal to it, which is also Reiki infused and cleared. And it's for good intentions for the individual who will be using them. I love this idea. So for you guys, I want you to call in. It has to be at 8:45, so no cheating. 8:45, fourth caller gets one of these beautiful Himalayan pink salt crystal with a crystal as well. So back to our burning questions. I love these questions. Okay, so we've got Lisa who has asked, do you get random readings during the day which causes you to contact a person to tell them? That is a huge thing for us. Absolutely. Because there's free will. Mm-hmm. So I have been asked by family and friends, you know, we'll be out places and eating in a restaurant or in line for somewhere. And they're like, oh, what do you see? And I'm like, I see people eating food. Right. And that they're like, oh, I choose not to tune in to the spirits around me when I am out and about. It doesn't always work out that way. So I had a time during one of my daughter's dance competitions a few years ago. And, you know, we're sitting in the basketball when we could actually go out and kids could do sports and extracurricular activities. But we're in a gym, right? A basketball gym, dance competition. And it's busy. Like there's kids in and out and the stands are full. And there was a gentleman who came and sat down next to me in spirit form. And he's like, that's my daughter. I need a message to get to her. And it's probably one of the hardest ones that I actually had to say to him, I cannot give her a message. If it's someone we know, we can work around it. You know, if it's someone that's maybe come to a workshop or, you know, somebody that we've met, like even yesterday in Barnes & Noble, you know, shout out to Brandon, I think.
Brandon.
We were talking to him in the, you know, aisle with all the books and the tarot cards about all of this. But at the same time, I'm not tuning into that energy around him because he hasn't asked for a reading. You know, if it was a burning type of thing and we weren't standing in that aisle and we were standing over in the history aisle and all of a sudden I'd be like, hey, have you ever checked out that section with tarot cards, you know, out of the blue? And, you know, just to see if they'd be like, oh God, that stuff is stupid. Well, now I know not to approach that person. But if they're like, oh yeah, you know what? I think it's around the corner and I forgot how much I enjoyed that. You can spark a conversation and kind of work your way into that. Like, you know, I'm a psychic medium and this is what I do. Oh, cool. But it's free will. So, you know, trying to get a message to that lady, and this poor gentleman, I mean, it honestly broke my heart on a spirit level, really needed to get it to her, to where I almost sat there and wrote it out on paper and considered putting it into her purse as we got up to leave. And I'm like, how flipping creepy is that? Like, who's going to want to open that? And I don't do that because it is free will. I do respect the boundaries of humankind. I try and explain that to spirit as well. And hopefully he was able to get his message to her. It's not always easy for me by any means. Okay. I like this one. What do you do when the person you are giving a reading to, or can't validate us? Like
won't or can't
validate us.
You laugh.
I do. Cause you know what? Sometimes it takes them time.
But as a beginner medium, this can completely derail them and like never want, and they don't want to do it anymore. Nope. They're like, that was the most embarrassing.
Yep.
They think I'm crap. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm not meant. This is like something. And we actually practice this in our classes.
Yeah.
What to do when you have a client that just isn't validating you? What do you do? Cause it's not easy. It's rough.
I've learned I pass the message along anyway. What is going on with that bird outside? Do you keep seeing that? That is a big bird that keeps
not good radio
flying through. No, but that's a sign that we don't have a bird that flies through like that. And I don't know what kind it is. It's huge, but there's a big connection with messages today. That's a big part is, you know, passing along those messages. But no, like it definitely, it can derail us. It has me many times, especially starting out, but I learned when I didn't say it, it would, you know, I'd hear from the person later on, or even if it was a friend and they're like, oh my gosh, this and this happened. And I'm like, I saw that in your reading. I felt that your spirit team was conveying that. So I don't let anything go anymore. I pass along the messages to the point where 3, 4, 5 people in the past couple of years have come back to me a year later to give me feedback to validate the reading they had the year before. So even if there's bits and pieces of a reading, they can't validate it. And they're like, oh yeah, this is a great reading, but I am not going on vacation. You know, how am I? I just quit my job. And a year later, they're like, this is the teepee that you drew. Here I am. I can't believe I'm here. So you know what? When we're doing that and they can't or won't validate, I still give the reading. I still give all the information, and 9 out of 10 times we will hear back within, you know, 2 weeks to a year from that client as well. Okay. I like this. Do you see the person, meaning in spirit form, in color? How does that work for you? Because you don't get a lot of people that have passed, but you get a lot of angels and spirit guides. Like, how do you see them? How does that work for you and your psychic senses?
Yeah, color is a big thing for me. So I dream in color, which I've heard is not really that common. I don't know. But I do see, I see the color, and that's how I associate sometimes, you know, who I'm talking to, which one, what's going on. And then even the colors around people, you know, you can, like, if you see somebody, you know, that it's the aura. If you're looking at that, if you're kind of like leaning into that energy and you see that, you know, for me, it's like, if I'm seeing that red, you know, the expression seeing red when someone's mad, same thing. It's like, when you see that or feel that, you're like, oh, okay, what's going on? And you just kind of work into that to see how we can help alleviate that emotion.
For me, it's always been black and white or neutral. And a couple of years ago, they started throwing color in when I really needed to pay attention. So I believe Ashley is watching. That was pretty funny because she had a reading and she actually tried to stump me, which I love it when they do that. And we know her quite well. But she actually asked me what the color of a chair was in what I was seeing. And I'm like, well, everything looks kind of neutral, brown, black, and white, gray. And my spirit team flicked me in the ear, and I was like, I have a spirit team to ask, right? So I said, what color is the chair? And what they started to do was actually transform the room a bit for me and making it darker on everything else. And the chair started coming forward for me, and it was this baby blue color. And I'm like, the chair color is baby blue or, you know, some shade of lighter blue. And she just busted out laughing. So they spelled out blue for me because they will do writing, automatic writing for me to see when it's very important to pay attention, along with bringing that color through. But for me, it usually is black and white or neutral colors, and it plays like a movie. Or if spirit's coming through, they come through in black and white. But if they want me to show it was a blue apron, they will highlight just that particular item, red rhubarb pie, for me to make sure that that is a point that I definitely pass along to our clients. Okay. Do you actually hear the voices? That's a fun one. For me, external, not so much. Internal, I'm having a conversation with them. For you,
it's both.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's whenever it happens externally, it's quite shocking. I'm yeah. always like, it takes me aback. So it doesn't happen too much because I think it does kind of startle me because I'm not really expecting it or ready for it. But for me, it's both.
I love it, you know, because it is. It's your clairaudient when you can hear externally, internally, you know, it's, I will have a full on conversation with spirit and not be hearing it out here. I know that if I hear spirit come in from out here, I need to pay attention because they're really trying to get my attention. And it's very important for me to pay attention. I think that's also why certain psychic gifts and mediumship parts of it are highlighted for some of us, because when they actually come in, like they do for me in the color or the wording, I really pay attention. I really want, they want that to be noted right then and there. So if we had all of these open all the time and we were perfect in every single one of the clairs, you know, maybe we might miss some of these fine details that spirit's trying to highlight for us. So I don't take it as, oh my gosh, my clairaudience is just, it's not good. I take it as, oh crap, I just heard that and I need to pay attention because that's not my norm as well. Okay, you guys, we got like a minute and a half left before break. So what does that mean? That means that we're going to take caller number 4 at 8:45. So call in at 8:45. Caller number 4 gets that beautiful pink Himalayan salts jar along with the crystal infused with Reiki, cleared and saged as well to amplify that energy within that. You guys also can check out our Facebook page, Shades of Spirit LLC, or our website as well, shadesofspirit.com, because we do Reiki work. We're not just psychic mediums. We don't just connect with your spirit teams. We also do energy work as well, and I'm looking at putting together some new programs on that that can help kids and embrace that side of it and understand what energy work is and how you can incorporate crystals in there. It's going to be really cool when it gets completed. But if you're looking for an energy session, please check us out on those two modalities, and we will see you right after this break and announce the winner of the call-in. Thank you for listening in on Eye of Soul Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Psychic Medium Jamie. Return next time for an empowering and yet chilling look into the raw side of spirit. For more information about myself and the Eye of Soul, visit EyeOfSoulRadio.com. That's Eye of Soul Radio. Eye of Soul Radio, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. See you next time.
Tune in to the show, Heart Change Consciousness, with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. Let me ask you, how do you start your day? Do you wake up anxious and on edge, already feeling the pressure of your giant to-do list? Or do you wake up feeling calm, collected, and excited to start your day? Here's the little secret. How you start your day sets the tone and foundation for the rest of your day. A stressed morning creates a stressed, just reacting to everything day. A calm and connected to self morning leads to aligned and confident choices that help you reach your goals. So take a good look at your morning routine. What can you do to set up a healthy foundation for your day? To get some ideas and a sneak peek into my own Coffee with the Universe morning routine, go to www.coffeewiththeuniverse.net.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Sue Storm.
Sue Storm.
TheAngelLady.net.
TheAngelLady.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hello, everybody. I'm Psychic Medium Jamie.
Spirit Walker Nicole.
Shades of Spirit here. We have had a caller call in, but we're taking caller number 4. So lines are still open. 1-800-930-2819 for our giveaway today. It is not finished. So I want to go to Rich.
That sounds like a threat.
I know. You will take this giveaway that we're trying to give away. I know we're not all awake. We're still working on our coffee this morning, but you're going to want to take this giveaway because it's going to be so cool energetically for you to be able to use as well. Now, for our last person with their burning questions of, you know, spirit, no holding back, we go to Rich. And I love his first question. He asks, how come the person I want to connect with doesn't come through? When I am working on a mediumship level, I will let people know, especially during our first readings, that the people that come through are coming through for what they need to hear. My client needs to hear right now. So if we're pulling oracle cards, if we're bringing in past loved ones, if their spirit team's coming through, it's what they need to hear right now. And I always leave time at the end to have them say, okay, you know, I'm glad that my, you know, my grandfather came through, but I was really hoping to hear from my grandmother, you know, on my mom's side. And so I will just, they'll say, you know, I'd like to hear from, I just say, give me their name, Betty. And I will put my spirit team out. I will work on finding Betty to bring her through. And then I start describing her. This is what she looked like. This is how she wore her hair. This is about the age that she passed. She had an illness, getting validation, right? Because I don't want, I want them to know that this is authentic when I'm bringing these energies through. So that's, you know, one way that we can go about it at times is to actually just kind of bring the person in, kind of pull them in. Because Betty's over here thinking, well, you know what? Nicole really needed to hear from this person and the messages from her spirit team and her cards right now. So maybe I'll wait till next time if she gets another reading. Sometimes they don't come through because they're working through a life review and they're working on their own ascension and their own healing process and the lessons that they were supposed to learn in this life. You know, they're up there doing things. So we don't just pass and then just, you know, head off to, you know, lay on the beach in Kokomo, which would be friggin' fantastic. Mm-hmm. Some of us do, but sometimes we are busy working on the other side. And so it could be another reading down the line months from then that all of a sudden they're the first ones in. Like, all right, I've done my work. Here I am. Let's go.
And you can block them too. You know, we've been to like events where mediums will, you know, hundreds of people will be there to see one medium, and you can feel the tension in the room, and you can, you know, if you set that thing up, well, Dad, if you don't come through in this reading, I know you never really love me. Like, that's not how it works. So the best thing to do is just relax and get the messages that you're meant to have, and not like almost throw up that energetic blocks. Like, this is the only person I want to hear from. And if I don't hear from them, then this isn't real and all
exactly.
That.
So, you know, and I did have that, with a friend that I went to have a reading with, and the medium, is fantastic. She's up in Julian, California. She works out of the water tower. She's been there 20 years. She's one of my first teachers. Really respect what she does. She actually almost tried to kick someone out of their own reading because they were blocking, because she wanted to hear so badly from her dad and just hung on to that. And she's like, we may need to do you last, not first. You need to go, you may need to take a walk and chill out. And once she realized she was doing that, she released that expectation. And then the reading was beautiful and her dad came through at the end. So we can throw up those blocks. A big one that we get asked a lot, and this brings the fear back in, is will I get possessed by spirit? If I talk to spirit, if I do a Ouija board, if I grab a pendulum, if I just want to connect to the divine, will I get possessed?
And this is what, you know, comes into boundaries and working with your team and setting up that protection. And if you're somebody who's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get possessed, this is probably not the line of work for you. Like, you really need to have like, do your homework on stuff, learn how this works, get some good teachers, take some classes. And then because you got to get that fear out of the way, and you have to set yourself up to be in that position where you don't have that fear, that you are empowered, that you understand how spirit works, that you have a very strong and close relationship with your team. And that way these readings are only for the highest and best of your clients. And, cause if you let that possession issue come in, it's going to completely derail you.
Absolutely. And another part of it too is, you know, I love, you know, thinking, okay, my loved one's in heaven. My loved one has ascended. My loved one is on the other side and they're living, you know, the spirit life now, and they're happy and content. Why would they want to come down and talk to me? You know, we've had that asked, like, why would they want to be here? Holy cannoli, people. Our loved ones still have so much to say to us. They still want you to know they're around. They can feel your pain and your sorrow, and they feel your grief. They want to come in and make sure you're okay. They want to watch their grandchildren grow up. They still want to be part of that experience. I'll bring in great-great-grandparents or great-grandparents that somebody can't validate because they didn't actually know them in this life, who have important messages they want to pass along. And I just allow it to come in. I describe the person, give the message, and move it on. That's the big part here, is that they do want to come in, you know, and if they're in heaven, why wouldn't they want to come in? Right.
We're still a part of, yeah. I mean, they're just as big a part of their lives as they were before. They just have better seats. Now they can be in those different places and, you know, go to the events, the marriages and the babies being born and all that stuff. So it's just, when they pass, it's not like, you know, they're like, all right, see ya, we're out. No, they're still very much a part of things here. And that's the beauty of it. And I think that's one of my favorite things about mediumship, is you can, if the person is not aware, you can kind of help build that bridge and let them know, okay, this is how your grandma's letting you know she's there. And they're like, oh my gosh, I see that all the time. I didn't know.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know what? It's all about how we get the energy. It's all about how we perceive the energy. It's about who's up there, you know. What happens if they get reincarnated?
Oh, that's a whole other show, Jamie.
I know. Like, but you have to think about that. Sometimes if we cannot reach them and find them, and it's been a couple readings, or if you've had multiple readings from different mediums and you just can't get that person to come through, they might have decided that, you know what, I'm ready to go again. I live my life. I'm excited. I want to continue on my life path. Numerology is big for us, those life paths. Let me come back down. Let me do this again. You have heard stories, I'm sure, for some of you, about how you look into maybe your granddaughter's eyes and you know that was your mom, right? Reincarnation is possible. We believe in past lives. So sometimes that might be part of what's going on as well. So I want to thank Rich and Dawn and Jody and Lisa and, oh my gosh, sorry, Victoria, for, you know, giving us these fabulous questions. And because you guys participated in today's show behind the scenes, I'm going to draw one of your names out for one of these beautiful Himalayan crystal or salt jars as well. And oh my God, I'm so excited. I know, I just pulled like the whole girl part. We have two of you that called in right at the same time, and I said, let's take them. Yay! So I want to congratulate Kimberly Clark. You are a winner of one of these pink Himalayan salt jars. And Ashley, how funny is that? You are a winner of one of these jars as well. We're getting your information. I will connect you with Nicole Moreno, who creates these. If you have any questions for her, you can ask them. Other than that, enjoy them. I love that. And one for our special friends here that helped us out with the show. Ask those questions. These were fantastic questions. Oh, we got it. Pull one out. There you go. See, we're not cheating. There we go. Who do you have?
Victoria.
Victoria. Yay. All right, you guys, we appreciate you all. You know, thank you for bringing these in. If you have more questions, bring them to the table next week. We're on every Monday morning, 8 a.m. I know it's early. Set your timers. If you cannot get up at 8 a.m. or you got to get the kids ready for school, or you're heading out to work and you really want to focus on the show, we are on all sorts of modalities. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on Spotify. You can go back and listen to us on our website. You can go to transformationtalkradio.com. They archive all of those shows as well. And they're also on our Facebook page, Shades of Spirit LLC. Go to the website, check out all the services that we have, book a reading. We are here for you guys to convey those messages. We do directional readings. We do angel readings. We work with your spirit teams. We'll bring in your loved ones. all of that is done because we are Shades of Spirit. So we will see you guys next Monday. Join me on Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eye of Soul Radio. We'll be talking about power animals, spirit animals, and familiars and how we can start working with them as well as part of our team. Thank you guys and have a great week.
You've been listening to Shades of Spirit with me, Jamie.
And me, Spirit Walker Nicole.
Tune in next time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides.
And for more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com. That's ShadesOfSpirit.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.